So the first topic I would like to talk about is istaroxime in patients with pre-cardiogenic shock. These are results of the SEISMIC trial, and they were presented by Professor Marco Metra of the University of Brescia in Italy. Istaroxime was designed to improve both systolic contraction and diastolic relaxation, clarified Professor Marco Metra. The current randomized double-blind placebo-controlled pilot study named SEISMIC included 60 patients with Society for Cardiovascular Angiography and Interventions Stage B cardiogenic shock and assessed efficacy and safety of 24-hour infusion of istaroxime in this population. The primary endpoint was a change in the area under curve, AUC, for systolic blood pressure, SBP, over 6 hours. Patients on istaroxime had a significantly larger increase in SBP, AUC, over 6 hours compared to placebo. After withdrawal from istaroxime, the SBP of patients who had received this agent returned to the level of placebo receivers. The investigators did not observe differences in heart rate alterations between patients in the experimental arm and those in the placebo arm, nor was there any evidence of an adverse effect of istaroxime on renal function. Furthermore, echocardiographic parameters displayed a benefit of istaroxime over placebo, including cardiac index change from baseline, left ventricle and diastolic volume, and left atrium area. In total, 6 serious adverse events were reported per study group. Adverse drug reactions occurred in 52% of the patients, mostly being gastrointestinal complaints or infusion site pain. Notably, serious AEs occurred only in patients receiving 1.5 micrograms per kilo per minute, but not in patients receiving only 1 microgram per kilo per minute, while the hemodynamic effects of istaroxime were similar. This study supports the continuance of the development of istaroxime as a potential treatment for both acute heart failure and cardiogenic shock, concluded Professor Metra.